Tucked away in the corners of four Santa Rosa high schools are small subsets of the campus, each with 30 to 60 students, known officially as necessary small schools.
A small necessary school is a smaller environment campus for students who, for one reason or another, are not thriving in a traditional large high school campus. Usually they need to be in credit recovery, so they're not passing all their classes at the other schools, but they have to show some desire and willingness to work.
Santa Rosa attorney Jen Close only learned of them after she was elected to the local school board in 2012, but they are part of a program that was set up by the state in the early 1990s. A more accurate name for them now, says their shared school principal, Tony Negri, would be credit recovery schools, because their primary goal is enabling the struggling students to catch up and graduate. Doing so, he says, means looking beyond their lagging academic performance to uncover the root causes behind it.
In many cases, it's the general problem of poverty, family dysfunction, sometimes substance abuse issues, but invariably they don't sleep well. You look at them physically, and some of them have body awareness issues. They don't eat enough. They seem to be overly concerned about their image, the weight. And then when you push a little deeper, you find out many of these kids have a panic anxiety. Some have full-blown panic attacks. Depression, very, very common. We have some kids who are bipolar. We have kids who are picked on, bullied.
Susan Jablonski is the school counselor for two of the small schools. She says academic advising is often a secondary part of her job.
There is the academic portion, and that's very important because all of our students are credit deficient. But I would say the greater responsibility I have is just meeting with students on an as-needed basis. An example this morning of a student whose mother has just been deported and he just got the news. So that's a situation where I have to put aside other things to spend time with that person.
This sort of personal attention becomes a huge motivator, Jablonski adds.
The common response from them is, I like that I can feel comfortable asking for help. The teachers have time to stop and help me after class. They want to be here. And then once they're here, they realize, wow, this is an environment I can be successful in.
At Piner High, the small school is called Grace, a gray cluster of classrooms where Michael Alfaro has experienced a profound change.
I was doing terrible in my other school, so now I got my grades up and I'm on my way to graduating. It's been great.
And Alfaro says his classmates help foster an environment of mutual success.
They all pay attention and they all, the main purpose is to graduate, so we are here to pay attention and not mess around.
One of those classmates is senior Amelia Ketzerdine, a gifted young artist who is hard at work on a wall-sized mural that will adorn one side of the asphalt quad at Grace School before she graduates this year.
I transferred here in my sophomore year of high school. I was stressed out with school, behind in credits, and I needed a new start. I think if I went anywhere else, I would hope that I become what I am today, but I really think Grace helped me get there faster.
Success stories such as these are not unusual, says Principal Negri, and fully four-fifths of the Grace students get their diplomas.
81% of the students graduate. None, of course, would graduate if they didn't have this opportunity.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.